what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose. How are we to gospelize? How are we to evangelize? What is evangelism? To evangelize is to declare on the authority of God what he has done to save sinners, to warn men of their lost condition, to direct them to repent and to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Part of what he calls you to as his follower is sharing the good news. Christ's love compels us to tell the good news to others. Tell people with joy that if they repent and believe the good news, they will be saved. All Christians have been given this commission. There's a holy God. We have sinned against him. He's come in Christ and died on the cross for the sins of all those who would ever turn and trust in him. And he calls us now to repent of our sins and to believe in him. That is the gospel. That is the good news. You must tell people with honesty. It will be costly. I told you it's costly, and I told you it's urgent, but I'm telling you for all that, it's worth it. As costly as it may be, as urgent as it may be, it's worth it. The call to evangelism is a call to turn our lives outwards from focusing on ourselves and our needs to focusing on God and the great truth about him and about who he is and about what he wants to do in his creation. What do we gain in coming to Christ? We gain a relationship with God himself. We've got great news. Jesus is that Savior.
We need a Savior. Every part of our life must be pointing to the fact that I have been redeemed.
We need a Savior.
We need to understand that there is no part of our life that the power of the gospel doesn't need to touch and transform.
We need a Savior.
Conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel.
Good news.
Is your work worthy of the gospel? Are your priorities worthy of the gospel? Are your dreams worthy of the gospel?
The passion of the person's heart that is truly understood and been changed by the gospel is to live a life that illustrates and points to the power of the gospel.
A gospel that frees us from the darkness of our spiritual blindness and sin. A gospel so wonderful that it must always be at the center of our lives. A gospel that rescues us from the control of false gods so we can serve the one true God. A gospel so great that we must proclaim it to the world. God is not passionately committed to conferences. He is passionately committed to the church. And he has stated that the gates of hell will not be able to withstand what the church will do.
You know, you can't convert people, but you can sure tell them the truth. And you can love them. And you can try to pray for them and show them what it means to be a Christian. And if God in his mysterious sovereignty deigns it not to be so, may it not because we failed in our commission to make him and his grace in Christ known to every creature made in his image. We need a Savior.